Hello, Julie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I hope that it does happen tonight, the second bragging rights of the year. I know that you're probably crossing your fingers as we speak.
We are.
Okay.
So just for everybody out there, just watch our Facebook page. You can call our office at 665-6885. If you're unsure of what's going on, you can message us through Messenger on Facebook, whatever. We're watching it really close. The way the weather kind of looks, it's going to clear up and we'll be able to handle and do this thing. So just stay in tune.
Especially for the people out of town that are driving in. For the people in town, not as big of a deal. But, you know, when you get those beautiful rides out there on the highway, you want to make sure that you're going to be able to, you know, have a show.
Yep, absolutely. And we don't want to call it off and then it clears up and we have people that show up and then we're not here.
Mm-hmm.
So we try our best to figure out what's going to work out the best for the majority of everybody. So
it's called Bragging Rights on Thursday nights, the last Thursday of May, June, July, and August. So you had your first one last month. How'd that go?
We had over 125 cars. We were packed. We were parking them in the alley. It was great. People were anxious to get out, and it was a beautiful night. It was perfect.
All right. Well, let's talk about tonight. Of course, we'll want to mention the food because that's gotten to be a pretty popular thing with you guys.
Yep. So our nonprofit that is serving the food is Flippers Gymnastics. They just help young kids get going in gymnastics. We have lots of clients that are with them, amazing kind of people that just help these kids steadfast into their gymnastic career. Their menu is going to be grilled Angus burgers with all the fixings, smoked baked beans, and if you've never had smoked baked beans, you're in for a treat because they are delish. A pasta salad. They have some root beer floats and some other beverages that they're going to do. And for dessert, brownies. Free will donation. So please, please, please help these people raise some money to help these kids keep going in their dreams. And we ask that, you know, whatever you can afford. It's usually $5, $10, $20. You don't have to pay to park your car. So maybe flip that in their pot because most car shows are $20 to $25 to park a car. So if you can help them out, that's why we do this.
And then for an extra dollar, you'll do a cartwheel in honor of the, right?
Yeah, well, I'd love to see that one.
Well, what are you hoping for tonight? Do you have a number in your head or just want to see some new things or some familiar ones?
You know, we see a lot of the same ones, but there's always new ones. It just amazes me every month, the new cars that we get from all over. I'm hoping for a big turnout. Weather-wise, sometimes holds us back, but I'm hoping things are going to clear out. Nowadays, with your cell phone, you can track a storm, which way it's going and what time it's going to be there. So most people, you know, just watch your phones, call us. If you have questions, show up. I'm hoping for a large turnout. I'm hoping we're parking them in the alley and on the street tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. And take pictures, too. I think those owners really like it when someone thinks enough of their wheels to take a photo and share it with
someone.
Right.
And if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see videos every month of all the cars. I mean, we try to do a video from on top of the bridge, which is an amazing lookout point, and videos right alongside the cars in between everybody. So we try to do a nice video to kind of get people adjusted to what's going on.
And another nice thing, the conversations. People to start chatting, maybe make a connection,
yeah.
And then who knows where that could lead to.
Yeah, it's great. If you're a car enthusiast, it's wonderful. But if you just like a spectator that was walking the bridge and you see all these cars, come on down and join us. And you'd be amazed at the people you meet and what's out here for. I hope a lot of the young kids that come take this to heart, maybe a grandparent. I have seven grandkids and we have four cars. So I'm hoping my grandkids fight over our cars someday and they take as good a care of them as we do and go out and show them off and have a good time.
All right. It's tonight, Bragging Rights on Thursday nights. It's right behind Missouri River Associates. They got a great space back there under the bridge. Everyone is welcome. Come hungry. And if you want to bring your wheels, bring your wheels. Julie, thanks for the time. Have a great show tonight.
Thank you.